It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue. Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the third of the month. We're just having some fun today because Santa is on his way, and tis the season to get pre-approved.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
Have you been a good little boy, Jeff?
Absolutely.
I was Santa, and then you came in to be Santa after I already started being Santa.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I started it.
Feel the love.
And Jamie tried to finish it, which happens all the time.
Mrs. Claus seems angry right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But that's okay. It's fine.
We have been good little boys and girls at the credit union because we were once again ranked Jasper County's number one financial institution.
Yay!
So, you know, that's how we roll. You know, we do our best. Our members are awesome. As everyone knows that, especially our members. They know they're awesome, right?
Yes.
So, I wanted to talk today. I have brought in a very special guest. This is one of our awesome elves that we have over at the credit union. And I'm talking about our COO, Leslie Nearing.
Yay!
Yay!
So,
welcome, Leslie.
So I wanted to talk about loan pre-approvals and why someone should get pre-approved for a loan and what are the advantages. And truth be told, although I am fantastic on a microphone and look pretty decent in front of a mirror, Leslie Nearing is our go-to person for the loan department. So
yes.
I wanted to just kind of talk with her and invite her on the show so that we can kind of talk about the loan pre-approval process. So there you have it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. So, Leslie, why in the world would someone get pre-approved to get a loan before they end up shopping for a vehicle or getting a car at a dealership?
Because they'd be crazy not to.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's pretty simple, right? Yeah. Okay. So there's tons of advantages to get pre-approved before you go. So first off, most of the time, we all have a budget from when we're shopping. And so getting pre-approved with a loan officer that you're very comfortable with, you can sit down with them and you can work through your budget and make sure that you're getting into the price of the vehicle that you want. Typically, when you go to a dealership, they just are going to ask you, well, what's your payment? And they're going to find you a vehicle, may not be what you're looking for, but they're just going to get a vehicle for you that matches that payment.
Mm.
So a lot of the times, you know, we can sit down with them and say, okay, you can afford $350 a month, but, you know, you're looking for an SUV type. We can try to find those deals for them with the local dealers that we have, or even with, you know, just helping them shop for that as well.
Sometimes people, they don't know that what specific car they may want yet. They know they may want, I want a van, right?
Right.
Okay, do I want a Toyota? Do I want a Honda? Do I want, you know, all these list of options? There's tons of, even, you know, vans, crazy people that buy them, but there's like 10 different options out there, right? So we may get those people that don't know exactly what make and model they want, but they know what price range they want to be in. So
I, like I told you guys before we came on, am interested in buying a house. So I have a friend who's a realtor and have just kind of been going over some things with her, but I have no idea what kind of a loan I'm going to get. And I should probably find that out before searching, because I'm finding that I really like some of these houses I'm seeing. And who knows if they're going to be something that, you know, I could afford. So when I come in to talk about this, I'll get a pretty good idea of what I'd be eligible to get.
Right. So yeah, getting pre-approved for a house is actually going to be a must before this. Most of the time, before the realtors will even take you out to start looking,
okay,
they're going to require that pre-approval letter so they know the price range that they can look at. But yeah, so with a home loan, it's completely different. I mean, you're going to have your regular payment, but you have to realize that you have your taxes on top of that. You have your property insurance or your homeowner's insurance on that as well. So there's additional costs that we have to take into account as well that might possibly, like, hey, I'm looking at $185 $1,000 house, but we might have to lower that to still keep your payments where you want them to be.
And I'm really glad you said that, because when I lived in Omaha and bought a house there, the realtor that we had was a person we knew because we had rented a home from her. And so she was very anxious to get us out there and mm-hmm. look and see what she could sell us. And we had a big name lender, I guess I could say.
Sure.
And they honestly, unless I'm blocking it from my memory, I do not remember ever going over, you need to consider that you're going to be paying this and this could go up for you. And we kind of got in over our heads buying sure. our first home. And I think that I just wish I would have known to go somewhere where I could trust who I'm talking to and be completely comfortable with and know that they had my best interest at heart.
Absolutely. And that's definitely our goal to credit union, is to have everyone's best interest and make sure they're getting into something that they can afford. And, you know, so they can be, you know, financially savvy.
Yeah.
There are different kinds of loans available, too, from what I understand, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about those.
So you're talking mortgages, right?
Yeah.
Right. So we have a plethora of loans. We can do your conventional mortgage, FHA, VA. We have home equity line of credits for someone who's looking for, you know, home improvements if they're not purchasing. There is a tremendous amount of options out there that we can get you.
And we had Amber come in a few months ago who had a car.
That's right.
And she saved like so much money going through you guys for her
yeah.
loan. So what's that all about?
So Amber that was a refinance. And I believe that we ended up saving Amber. I think it was between 10 or 13,000. It was a pretty
wow.
good one. It's not our record. We have had one
yeah. wow.
that went higher than that. So, but yeah, so she got that. She got that car, and at that time she didn't have a credit score, and so they assessed her, you know, a higher rate, and told her essentially she needed to start somewhere. And so when they got her, then, you know, she paid that higher rate. But luckily, she's a very smart girl, and so she saw that was way more than she had anticipated paying in interest, but it lined up with her payment. And that's kind of that trick that some lenders will do. But we were able to take that and take a look at it, and then our loan payment schedule, or I don't know what you want to call it, the risk-based was much different. And so we were able to tie that up and get it refinanced at a lower rate substantially.
Well, there are so many different services that you offer, and I know you would like to invite everybody to come and meet you and
Absolutely.
Find out what you can do for them.
That's right. So Advantage Credit Union is open to anyone who lives or works in Jasper County or 18 other counties in Central Iowa.
Or anyone that is related, right, to somebody who's a member.
That's right. That's right. So if you are related to an existing member, you are in. And even if you move away, because sometimes we get a few snowbirds, you once a member, always a member.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't get rid of us that easy.
Great.
All right. Anything else you want to add, you guys?
You know, just a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to everyone in our listening area. And, you know, the best present that you can give yourself is a credit union membership.
Absolutely.
You know.
There you go. Thanks for joining us this morning. Leslie Nearing and Jeff Holshue from Advantage Credit Union with your financial advantage.